Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen. By gentlemen, I mean Mikey V, who is with us here today, connected. We have Giuseppe D
here
connected, and we are fighting a little bit of issues here. First off, it's right around my bedtime. It's 10 o'clock. Okay, so
What an inconvenience.
I am fading as the night goes, and as you can see from Giuseppe D, coming off a flight, he is hungry, he is angry, and
delirious,
and he has forgotten to pay the Spectrum bill. So we had a little bit of a issue in regards to getting him rock and roll because he is not set up to auto pay.
No, I had the auto pay set up, and I got a new phone. And when I got a new phone, they made me get a new number, which changed everything. So I had to call, I had to change it up with Spectrum. I thought the auto pay re-enrolled, and it didn't. And I've been on the road for so much that the thing just shut off. How could you do that to somebody? I pay my bills all the time. I don't miss bills. I'm always on top of it. I miss one payment, and they're just free to shut
the shit off. Joseph, how was the conversation with customer service? Was that a cordial conversation?
I tried very hard. This guy was asking me my information like I was trying to breach into the freaking White House. It was ridiculous. I gave him my address. Oh, sir, is there a unit number on that? Could you give me the zip code? Can you give me your first and last name? It's like, bro, I'm trying to pay my bill. Why would someone else log into someone else's account to pay a bill?
Mikey V, your thoughts on Giuseppe D not having auto pay set up?
I think the fact that you don't pay your bills via the app or via online application and you call in to pay the bill is one of the more preposterous things that I've ever heard. You may as well just mail in a check every month at that point if you're going to call every month to pay your bill. I mean, that's how my
dad taught me how to pay the bills.
I understand that, Joe. I understand that. But, you know, my dad taught me how to drive a stick shift car. I mean, it doesn't mean I'm going to still drive a stick shift in 2022 when everything is, you know, automatic transmission.
I will say the only thing where I'll draw the line on is if I'll do the auto pay. Something that I will not do is when you get a check, I will not do the banking picture where you take a picture and deposit the check.
That's nuts. That's insanity.
I don't trust it. You do that, Mikey V?
Yes. Yes.
Now, let me ask you something.
When it gets lost in the matrix, you're screwed.
If it's a really large check, they won't let you deposit it that way. You have to go and deposit. I think if it's over like 5,000, most banks, if it's over 5,000, you got to deposit it. But I've done the check, the check picture is so easy. That's so secured. You're logged into your account already and there's record of the transaction. There's pictures of it. So, I mean, there's really no way that you're going to get screwed on it. I mean, if you get hacked, you get hacked. It's one thing, but
with the scammers out there nowadays, you can't be too careful.
Cutsy got scammed on his laptop the other day.
What happened, Cuts?
I got scammed from Spectrum. I went the last time I went to pay. I went and normally I pull up the bill like this, right? And it says where the number is. I just call it. But this last time I said, you know what? I'm just going to pull it up on Google what the number is to pay my Spectrum bill. And I a number came up and I called it. And some guy answered the phone like a normal Spectrum agent. He told me what my account was. And then he goes, oh, we're having a special that if you give us your banking info, your routing number instead, we'll save you money because we're having some issues with the payment system. I said, that sounds kind of weird, but the guy seemed legit. He knew the balance on my thing. So I went through and it was a fucking scam. I had to call my bank. I had to put a hold on it. And it's, You know, that's why I don't trust anybody now.
Mikey, we gave you a very tough time for your email and how ridiculous the disclaimer on your email is. Yeah, maybe sure after all, that's not the craziest thing after all.
You know, a lot of things I do, Bob, that you initially dubbed to be crazy or sick, as you always like to say.
I got something sick for you.
I think in the end, it's actually not as sick and it actually makes a lot of sense. And hindsight is always 20/20 when it comes to my personal, you know, intricacies.
I'm always
there's a lot of intricacies, I'll tell you that much.
I'm always gonna tell you. Yeah, while we're on the Mikey V train, I got something that I want to bring.
We're on the Mikey V train now.
We're on the Mikey V train.
Oh boy.
This to me, one of the more preposterous things that listen to this stunt that Mikey V pulls last week. Okay.
Oh no.
Last week
I don't even know what this is about.
Last week, Joseph, we get the rocks, paper, scissors shoot going for the rowback code. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The rocks, paper, scissors shoot going for the rollback code. Mikey V wins the rocks, paper, scissors shoot. Takes it home, gets the promo.
Yeah, code. To hear all about how I didn't That's do fantastic. It the right way, by the way.
Few days later. 92%. Well, the way you did it was pretty preposterous. Few days later, Mikey V doubles down. Okay. I come out with a rollback ad that like a 4-minute ad from rollback. Okay?
Yeah, that was insanely long, by the way. That was like an infomercial.
Well, thank you, Joseph. I appreciate that.
There's some great stuff in that.
About a little support?
A lot of material.
That was like 4 minutes long. That's a long ad.
One would say it was a good ad, though. So
yeah.
Comes out with the ad. Mikey V decides to repost the ad.
Oh, that's nice.
Promo code Bear Down Cuz 15.
He's riding the coattails.
The ad.
Riding the coattails. I was supporting my friend. What's
your promo code?
He hijacked. This is
highway robbery right there, man.
This is a pretzel job, but I'll let you finish.
It's a back-to-back hijack. First hijack is okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, I have no say in the matter, so I'm just as a bystander here. But you know what this reminds me of, Bob? And the parallels are very similar. You know, in ancient Egypt, you know, the Israelites, the Jewish people, they had to build the pyramids, and the Egyptians were like the slaves, just whipping them into shape, getting, you know, reaping all the rewards for the Jewish people building the massive works of art, which became the wonders of the world.
That's exactly
Bob. Now, in a modern day 2022, is a modern day Israelite. He's another Jew who's put together a phenomenal piece of work, and Bear Down is now just reaping the benefits.
He absolutely hijacked it. Now, the only thing that I will say,
Arrow cuz.
Is I look at this thing, I say, can you believe the balls on this guy?
Can I say something?
To put this thing. Mikey V, you got the floor.
Number one, this was a Roback made promotion, right, Bob? This was made by Roback.
Correct.
And I, last time I checked, am an ambassador for the company, right?
Also correct.
Okay. So I posted a Roback post. I reposted their post on my page. Absolutely true. I tag Bob and Joe. I tag you in like, I would say at this point, probably like 50 or 60% of stuff that I put out there. Probably. Correct. Okay. Now I'm promoting for Roback. My ties to Roback are through my ambassador code. Yes, I threw my ambassador code out there. Bob is getting paid by Roback. I'm not getting paid by Roback.
Yeah, but you know what it's like? It's like if Tom Brady put out a post and then Aaron Rodgers reshared the post with his own promo code.
It's nothing like that. And the Egyptian parallel, while very funny, is so outrageous.
Why? It has a lot of base. It has a lot of merit.
You know what, Mikey V?
It's got no merit. It's got no merit, Joe.
Jew.
I am a Jew.
Now you're not Egyptian, but it's now.
Wait a minute. Before this turns into some kind of pretzeled anti-Semitic nonsense, I had this man in my home, slept over my home, was holding my children. So let's not try and say because Bob's a Jew. That's outrageous.
No, we're not saying that. We're just saying there's some parallels. That's
outrageous. There's no parallels, Joe.
Gutsy. You know what he did too? The link on it. It was the biggest, fattest bear down cuz link.
Was it like boldened around it?
Yeah. He minimized the video
video
so that he had more.
I know what you mean, like the size of the reshared video.
You know, this has to be the sickest. This came out of left field, Bob. And I
didn't even know this was coming. I wish I was prepared for this.
This was a Trojan horse attack.
When I saw it, I said to myself,
speaking of Trojans,
I said, nah, I don't actually care. But when I saw it, I was like, there's no way I'm not bringing this up on the podcast.
What's sad is that if this is really the case, like it never even like I was never even in the mindset where like, oh, I'm taken away from Bob. Absolutely not. Like there's
I would believe that. Mikey V is not. He's not a spiteful person.
Mikey V. Now,
but Joe's story of the Egyptians was very entertaining, if nothing less. Brought us that, which is great.
If you think I had ever heard that analogy or had any idea what Joe was talking about in that,
you have no idea what I'm talking about?
Joe,
Pharaoh Cuz was funny, though.
We need a pinata farms with like the Pharaoh Egyptian bared out space there.
Now, we're on the topic of promo codes. And I do got to get out there that the boys, in case you didn't see the IG live, the boys are powering up all together. Yes. Bear Down Cuz, Cutsy, Fat Perez, in Prize Picks together, looped all together, prizepicks.com, promo code the boys is going to get you a free $100 when you sign up.
The boys. And
I think the power of us all coming in together, we're going to be doing live streams. We're going to be hitting people from every which angle, I think, is going to totally change the games for us. For them to be able to have us doing these live streams the same way that the bar stools do it, A, for content, come football season, which we know Mikey V's begging for. I've been giving out golf picks on Prize Picks that I don't think I've hit one.
Yeah, he's been bad.
I don't think I've hit one. So we have Fat Perez coming into the golf. It's just good to have the boys together rallying up on the Prize Picks train. It's the right way to do it. Am I wrong, fellas?
No, you're right. And I'll give you an analogy of what I think that's like. I think that if you remember Ghostbusters, at the end of Ghostbusters, the original Ghostbusters, when they had to defeat Zool, the woman who was the ultimate bad guy, right? They had to break their one cardinal rule and they had to cross the streams. The four Ghostbusters had to cross the streams. That was the only way to defeat Zool. So each one of us, and now that's a pinata farm idea right there. See, Bob, that's exactly how it fucking comes to me, just like that. The four Ghostbusters crossing the streams and making the all-powerful weapon against Zool. In this case, Zool would be, you know, the gambling aspect. We will destroy any and all gambling bets in our path, and we will be hot. We will stay hot, and we're gonna put a lot of cash in a lot of people's pockets. That much I can promise you.
You know where this is going, and I know. I thought Joe was gonna say it, and he didn't. You know, I'd never seen Ghostbusters.
Yeah, well, that's a risk I was willing to take with that analogy, and I'm not surprised, and I'm saddened by that, but I know your hatred against Bill Murray, so I guess I'm not really
That's the Jet.
That's a great movie, Bob, if you ever get a chance to watch it. Ghostbusters, real classic.
Unfortunately, classic. He's got a lot more other ones he needs to watch before that, Oscar-winning films. This guy is not even
Joe, you would agree, Ghostbusters is an absolute it's good. Classic. I mean, it's not good. Right? It's a classic, Joe. Is it not?
I think it's a really good movie.
It's not an Oscar-winning movie, but that's not the purpose of it. I think it's a cult classic science fiction movie.
Mikey, I will agree with you on that.
Can we ask you this? Cutsy debates. We have another group chat with our friends from LA.
Yeah.
And this gets debated. they go at it about this. Okay. And I even said to Joe, I said, you know what? You know what would be a good person to ask is Mikey B about this. Would you consider, because Cutsy's answer is absolutely not, would you consider Rob Lowe to be an A-list actor?
Yeah, I'm biased on that. And I would say yes, but I'm biased on it because I grew up. I wouldn't say I grew up. I was still a little young, but like in my adolescent teenager years, watching movies like St. Elmo's Fire, watching movies like that, like a lot of the 80s movies that Lowe was in. So like I'm a little biased. So I would say at one time he was definitely an A-list celebrity. Is he now? I just think he does the Atkins diet commercials, really, and the TV stuff now. So I think his A-list days have passed him by, but I think at one time he certainly was an A-list celebrity.
Like I think A-list, you know, this Tom Cruise, guy Tom doesn't Cruise stop. I mean, Tom Cruise. The guy's been doing it for 20 something years.
Yes.
And he's been in blockbuster movies. The reason I say Rob Lowe is not an A-list
is because he's never been
the main star of a blockbuster movie.
That's probably accurate.
This has gone on between the group chat for over a year now, and they'll go back and forth.
Yeah, because our friends are biased. They like Rob Lowe.
I like Rob Lowe also. I'm a big fan. Wayne's World. Whether you like him or not.
Whether you like him or not. I mean, I think it's like, to me, it's like he never starred in a blockbuster film as the main character. Like you could say, oh, he was in Austin Powers. Austin Powers, you don't look at that. Like you're looking at Mike Myers is the main character. Yes. So. Yes. Like that to me is my rationale.
I can understand that argument.
On the silver screen, on the TV side of things, he's absolutely an A-lister because he's been doing it for a long time. But to me, an A-lister is like the likes of Leo, Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks. Like these guys are at the top. Denzel Washington, you know, and I'm not saying Denzel. He has to be that in that regard, but Will Smith, any of these guys, they've paid their dues.
I've been watching a new, a different Denzel movie like almost every night. He's in so many good
movies. Have you seen the Equalizer movies, Bob?
Mind-boggling.
No, but that's something
should watch that.
Yeah,
the first one's excellent. The second one was a little.
That's something I could see myself getting into.
The Equalizer.
I feel like that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like that would keep me engaged. Oh,
yeah.
Right,
yeah. Very fast paced, action packed. Yeah.
Absolutely. The Equalizer is very similar to like have you watched the John Wick movies, Bob?
No, but you've recommended. Oh
my God, dude, what are you doing? Bob, can I make a suggestion to you right now?
You know,
if there's any movie series, I told Teddy this, he watched them in a day and a half. If there's any movie series I would suggest you start watching, and there's a new one coming out right now.
John Wick
is unbelievable.
Yeah, you know,
I didn't believe it myself. I watched it last year during the pandemic. I was mesmerized. And Keanu Reeves is Canadian, by the way, does all of his own stunts. He's an absolute legend. Like, he's so good in the movies.
The fuck does him being Canadian have to do with anything, Joe?
Just a shout out to my fellow
Canadian. Oh, okay.
Can I drop a bomb that I've had just ready to go? And God. I'm going to tell you this. This, to me, it's amazing that this hasn't been dropped because, Joe, both you and I have had this for a while. And I think, to me, it's probably the funniest video, one of the funniest videos I've ever seen. And starring in the video is Joey Cold Cuts himself. Now, what this is going to be, it's got to be from, and I've sent it to both of you guys in the Digest group chat. It has to be from 2018-19. Joey D, my cousin, was the general manager at the time. And
this is old news,
it
Bob.
It is footage. It's security cam footage. And I could never post it at the time because my cousin was a general manager. Cutsy was working at a 5-star hotel, the Peninsula Hotel. This is the security footage, okay, of Joey Cold Cuts running to get into an elevator, back of the house, employees only elevator.
This is so sick. This is just a shameless plug for laughs.
He tries to get into the elevator and catch it, but he slips on a coffee stain.
There was spilled beer. And by the way, I went nuts on the steward because they were supposed to mop that up. I could have sued for that. I could have sued for punitive damages.
Obviously, it was somebody else's fault.
It's classic cuts to he gets up and immediately looks at the two stewardess, and you could see him pointing the finger at them.
I could have sued for that. I could have hurt myself. I went flying through the air, Bob.
Gentlemen, I'm going to have Ticket roll it over. Ticket or the Jet roll it over.
This is so
let's direct our attention to this video. It is one. And if you don't think this is being posted tomorrow, because now it's a green light. Now we can let it go.
Yeah, it's
it
gotta is go one out of there. The
funniest. Joseph, can you please?
I could have had a concussion there, Bob. Maybe I fell.
Are we gonna press play at the same time?
Wait, let's press play at the same time. Joseph, okay.
How do you both have this ready? This is a hose job.
It's in the group chat. He just sent it.
Can you join us here, please?
Oh, it's this really is ridiculous.
And for the folks that are listening on audio, I highly, highly encourage
you. We implore you.
Yes, we implore you to please head over to it is. On three, boys. Are we ready to watch this?
You
together?
Can see the stain on the back of my shirt there once I get up, Bob.
Thumbs on ready, gentlemen.
Yep, thumbs on ready on my three. One, two, three.
Shoot. You want to show?
It gets so much funnier every time.
This is so sick. This is so fucking sick.
Look, his point to the ground immediately. Someone will be held responsible. Someone did their job up to standard.
Bob, show the people so that they see.
We're gonna roll the real clip.
Well, we were gonna roll the real clip. It is so one of the funniest things I think, and it's such a pure natural wipeout too. it is just now. Have you seen the one of Joe when he goes off the yoga ball?
No, God.
Oh, you've never seen the yoga ball?
No.
Again, that was not my fault. Right. I was in the gym. And my school gym in Switzerland, and the Swiss ball was underinflated. And I used to be able to get up on top of them and do squats. I was in really good shape back then. And this thing was underinflated, and it slid underneath me because I weighed.
It was a Tom Brady yoga ball.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brentley Dumb Show to let you know that the Brentley Dumb Show is brought to you by First Person. We all want to turn back the clock. For some, it's for vanity. Others, just to relive those glorious days. For me, I would love to wake up every morning with zero brain fog, a clear mind, and be as energized as I was when I was younger. After witnessing deteriorating effects Alzheimer's had on their father and grandfather's cognitive health, brothers Chris and Joe were determined to take their brain health into their own hands. First Person uses 100% grain-free organic mushrooms, as well as other supplements, to clear any and all brain fog. Start improving your brain health and cognition with First Person. Get 15% off your first order by going to getfirstperson.com and use code DUMB, D-U-M-B. That's getfirstperson.com, promo code DUMB for 15% off your first order. Again, that's getfirstperson.com, promo code D-U-M-B, DUMB. Get First Person today. I do want to touch with Tom Brady, and we'll move off cut.
This guy's the worst, man. Shameless plugs.
He's the worst now, is he?
Yeah, he's the worst. I'll go on and say, I got to watch this guy in his ginch on my Instagram feed. The plug is Brady Brand. This guy's a shameless plug. He was on the match the other day, had Brady emblazoned on his chest like he was going into war. I mean, it's outrageous. Well, this guy's out of control.
So hot and cold on this guy, Joe.
I've always been cold on him. I just said his merchandise is good.
When he sent you the package, you were very happy. Loved the package.
Loved him. Total 180.
The presentation and the package itself was a one of one. No, it was a one of two. Bob got the other one. But it was unbelievable. I'm not trying to be facetious. I was just saying, like, it was really well put together.
Bob,
it was
go into what happened, though.
With the Brady thing, you know, I will tell you, Joe said it this morning, and it really is true. And I have nothing against Brady. I do like Brady. I think the guy's all class. I think he by far the best quarterback ever. best football player ever. But I'll tell you this, the stuff that he's putting out now that he's getting into the social media game.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's pretty cringe.
Yeah. I
mean, he had his whole dick just out for the.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that he's doing on the social media, and you know, and that the is,
fake hole in one that he had.
Yeah,
that's outrageous as well.
That was a little, I mean, that was bizarre too.
Well, it was a shameless plug for the match. It was 1 week before they had the match. He's got to get the publicity ratings up.
I think hole in ones are such special moments though in golf. It's such a special thing.
And you don't fabricate that.
Yeah, I do have a little bit because they tried to play it off like it was real. I don't know. I just think the whole social media thing for him, and again, I like him. It's really gotten crit. Am I wrong, Mikey V?
No, you're not.
I don't know if, so that video, obviously they're saying that Giselle took that video of him in his underwear, and whether or not he knew the video was happening or whether or not it was like a, I don't think it was staged necessarily. I think like to an extent he knew that she was either going to take a picture or video him briefly in his briefs, to for lack of a better term. But I think like no matter what, you know, then the video, she's showing it to you and you know it's going to get put out there. And now it's like an ad, like this is an ad for their underwear. Like, and he's holding
and not
his,
only
he's
that, they zoom in
video. It's
they like, zoomed in on his yeah. package.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. Bizarre, a little bizarre, but
this guy's lost his marbles.
I mean, you know, what's going to sell that underwear is that video. They're going to sell so much of that underwear.
It's
actually ridiculous.
I wonder how much of like his golf stuff he sells.
Yeah. And by the way, if you don't think that this is going to affect his game this year, you got another thing coming. He's going to be abysmal this year. He's going to have his worst career, his worst year, his worst season in years.
The guy
is so focused on shameless plugging his advertisements. Now he's going to go on the field. He's going to be a flop.
Are you okay with that going on the record, Giuseppe?
Yeah. Dick? Yeah. We can watch week by week as he falls apart.
Wow.
Beardon, you disagree?
Yeah, I do. Joe, you think he's gonna have every year they say he's gonna fall apart. Every single year they say he's gonna fall apart. The guy is so good that he retired and unretired in a month because somebody must have gotten in his ear and said, "Are you out of your mind at the level of in which you performed this season?" When he was one of the top quarterbacks still in the league. His team is still very good.
Why would you retire if you have no intention of retiring?
I would love to know the answer. I would love for him one day to really say what it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would be so curious to know what.
And I hope that Gronk figures it out too, because I have to hear he's retiring and then unretiring again. These two guys, I tell you.
Gronk is awesome, bro. Come on.
I like Gronk, but like, the one thing I hated about Brett Favre always is he couldn't make a decision. If you're going to retire, do it with class and retire and run into the sunset.
Here's the thing.
I'm retired. It's nobody cares. After.
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing with these guys, and very much personality wise, not like when I say they're, you know, like us personality wise, I'm not talking about athletic ability or athletic prowess, obviously, but these guys are like ultimate alpha competitor guys, like the highest level competitor guys you could be. Brady is a documented psychopath of a competitor, like the highest level. So it has to be difficult for someone like that, like Jordan, same thing with Jordan, you know, to just hang it up and say, I'm good, when you know, well, whether you know or believe truly deep down that you're just as good, if not better, than the rest of the guys out there doing it. And I just think it's something that a lot of these guys just can't come to terms with. I think that's why it's so rare to see a guy like Barry Sanders, who at the peak of his career probably had a lot left in the tank, just walks away. Calvin Johnson probably had a lot left.
Well, the Detroit Lions have been ruining talent for years.
That's true too. But I'm saying the comparison, like it's much more bizarre to see a Calvin Johnson, Barry Sanders type of move, I think, than it is to see a high level competitor like a Brady or a Jordan or a Favre do what they did and backtrack on retirement. I just think it's these guys can't get that out of them. They can't get that competitiveness out of them.
Speaking of competitors, something that I was blown away with Cutsy's boy, Aaron Rodgers, in the match with Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Brady. This guy could put the lights out. I mean, he
plays the lights out too. He's the best golfer out there by far.
They gotta do more of these matches. They've been doing them, you know, Barkley and all of them. I think these matches are so much fun. I hope they keep rolling these things out.
Well, you know, Aaron got kind of a lot of targeted by a lot of people saying he wasn't funny enough or he wasn't making enough jokes. And listen, they're there to play a golf match. And by the way, he was by far the best golfer that day. It's not even close. He was the best golfer. So like you would think that he accomplished what he had to do. I mean, you're not there to make little snide jokes and Brady's showing a ball with the Super Bowl on it, asking Josh Allen if he's ever seen one of those, which, by the way, fires me up even more because Josh Allen's my boy and then Brady's doing that shit.
If people want funny, you know, golf entertainment, I have a page I could probably recommend to them. I mean,
I'd love to hear.
Happen to start with Bob Does Sports.
Yeah, finishes with it too.
Put a bear down there, doing a full 180.
Oh, I gotta be honest.
Plugging us in. That's what we love.
Bob Does Sports promo code bear down
costs 15. Well played, fucker.
It may not be golf, but it'll entertain you nonetheless. Mikey Bear Down Cuss.
Again, the boys, we really did rally tonight. We really did again. Cutsy coming off the flight. Fellas, now we want to go into our beer. We want to go top five. I do like the top five beer. I don't think that we've done the top five beer. Last minute scramble. If anybody wants to take the honor of going first, you could let it rip. I could let it fly. Again, it was a scramble. It was a shuffle to get the beer. Does anybody want to take the honor?
Bob, you can let it fly. Go ahead if you're ready.
Okay. I'm not ready, but I'm going to let
it fly. Oh, I thought you were. All right. Okay.
Number five, I'm going to go with classic standard. Give me Miller Lite. Fat Perez got me onto the Miller Lite. I have been on that train ever since. I mean,
it's good beer.
It really is. It's not too much. It's not overwhelming. I got to give credit to Perez. Perez got me on him. I can't stop. Number four, give me Blue Moon.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, lock me in with a Blue Moon at number four. Number three, go ahead and lock me in for a Mango Cart.
Wow.
Big.
But what's the company that makes the Mango Carts?
Golden, I want to say.
Golden Road.
Could be an LA thing, no?
Now, the thing is, Bob, that you're kind of entering a little bit tough territory, which is not, again, we did this on the fly. But you would probably take Golden Road as the beer company because that's a specific type of beer that they make. It would be like saying I choose Miller, you know, Miller's not a good one.
I mean, but what are you supposed to say? Anheuser-Busch is not.
Budweiser, they have the banquet beer.
Somewhat of a specific though, no?
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry to interrupt.
I think I might get roasted for this list. I really do.
You want to think about it and I'll give my list?
No. I got to rally through it. Number two, I would probably go with Peroni.
That's a very good one, Bob. That's a very, very good one.
Yeah, it's always at Italian joints. I like those. I would go with Peroni two. And then number one, of course. You know, Giuseppe D, it's Corona.
Always has been,
always will be. No question.
La Fino Mas.
There's my top five. Let's send it over. Cutsy, are you ready for it?
I think so. I mean, again, we're all on a last minute thing, but yeah, let's let it roll. Number five, you went with Miller Lite. I'm going to go with Coors Light, the Silver Bullet. I find if I want a light beer, this is just a refreshing, really tasty beer that I grew up drinking. I like it a lot. Throw that at my five slot. Number four, I'm going to change it up a little bit. I like from time to time a little bit of a darker beer. Give me a Guinness at four. A Guinness, I think it's got to be the right time in the right situation, which is why it's not higher up in the list. But there's nothing really that settles like a good Guinness when it's just when you're craving it. It is just exceptional. That'll be my four slot. Number three, I'm going to go with Stella Artois. I think Stella Artois is, and again, I I'm more of a, you know, an import beer drinker myself, but Stella Artois number three, I think, is an exceptional beer. Number two, give me the Peroni, Bob. That was a really good beer. I grew up, you know, in an Italian household. We either drank Moretti, which is another
Moretti.
A lot of people don't know Moretti.
Yeah, Moretti's a good beer.
But Peroni is more mainstream. It's more known. Give me Peroni at two. And then number one is going to be La Fino Mas, is Corona. The, you know, the king, the crown jewel of beers. God bless them. They're super, super good. I think that's my five. I might get roasted because I have a lot of imports, and a lot of people are going to say, you know, how come you don't have Budweiser or Bud Light? But I do prefer drinking, you know, import beer. So we'll see. I think I might get roasted.
The beer community is going to be tough. People are going to be harsh on
that. Yeah, they're going to be really tough on us.
It's going to be harsh opinions. Mikey V, we'll send it over to you.
All right. Just a disclaimer. We're not doing anything like craft IPAs because it's just an outrageous thing to do. Nobody knows. Like if I started naming local brewery IPAs, it's like it's nobody's going to know what I'm talking about. I love a good IPA though. Don't get that twisted. A good IPA it hits different. But I'm going to start off at five. Joe, you mentioned it. It has to be done under a certain circumstance. Guinness. It has to be a pint draft. It's got to be draft Guinness. I don't want it in a can. I don't want a bottle. It's got to be at a pub. And the person who's pouring it, more importantly, has to know what they're doing, because this is not a beer that you just pull the handle down and you pour it into a pint glass. It takes that little spoon in there to, you know, everything. It's a nitro-based beer, not a carbon-based beer. People think that Guinness is more filling. That's a common misconception. It's actually less filling, if you could believe that, because it's a nitro base instead of the carb.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And if you want another dark beer that's really good, Mikey V, to try, Kilkenny is really good. I don't know if you ever tried Kilkenny, but really good. But you're spot on with the Guinness. And how about the knowledge on Mikey V about the Guinness?
Yeah, I think all around across the board, you were going to be very, very sharp with the beer stuff, Mikey V.
Yeah, I love a ice cold pint of, or actually even like it doesn't need to be ice cold, like just somewhat cold, even a room temperature pint of Guinness is delicious. Number four, Modelo. I am a big Modelo guy. I probably started drinking Modelo, I would say 3-4 years ago. I just bought it and I kept hearing things about it. I only like it out of the bottle, but ice cold Modelos go down literally like water. Yeah, Modelo's in the summertime. A good one. Pool beer, Modelo. On fire. Love it. Number three, Miller Lite. If I'm going to just be crushing, you know, beers all day, watching football or something like that, and you got to go with something lighter, I'm going to go with Miller Lite. I think it has the best taste out of any of like the Coors, the Bud, anything like that. I like Miller. Number two, Joe, another one on your list, Stella Artois. Stella Artois is delicious. And another beer that really, under any circumstances, winter, summer, it doesn't matter. And they go down extremely dangerously easy, Stella Artois.
By the way, do you know that there's like 10 steps to pouring a proper Stella?
I did not know that.
Yeah, like the lapping, the whole preparation.
Yes,
the lapping
I knew about. Yes, I have the real Stella glasses. My father-in-law worked for Anheuser-Busch. So he has these glasses for every beer that was like ever made, like the real authentic stuff. It's incredible. They're beautiful glasses. Number one, I am going to go with an all-American classic. I love it. Ice cold out of the bottle. It's my backyard grilling beer. It's my staple beer. If I'm ever going to have beer in the house, which isn't often because I do try to watch my beer intake, Budweiser Heavy. Give me Bud Heavy.
See, I didn't see that.
I love the king of beers.
I love a good cold Bud Heavy. I just do. Don't know what it is. I think the taste grew on me over the years. It's as reliable and rock solid as they come. Give me the king of beers.
I think Bear Down's going to run away with this now because he's got the two American domestic beers, and I think we're going to get blasted, Bob.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance. I think Budweiser brand wise, I think they've done like marketing wise, tremendous job. They're so well known, so iconic.
Even the Super Bowl, they always used to have the best commercials.
Oh, yeah. Christmas too with the Clydesdales.
Oh, yeah. Those are special.
Special. Yep.
Honorable
with
mention.
The dog running through you.
Oh, honorable mention.
Honorable mention, gentlemen.
Honorable mention. Give me Pacifico. Another really good Mexican beer. The first time I went to Mexico, Bob, we stayed in this villa. It was amazing. And all they had was ice cold Pacificos. I had never even tried the beer before. and we had our own bar, and these things just grew on me and I learned to love them. They're so good. They become a little bit more mainstream too now. Pacifico would be my honorable mention.
Mikey, I'll take it away. I like what Bear Down went. I love a good Modelo.
Yeah.
I had no issue with that Modelo play. Again, I do think Mikey V will be the favorite going into this, but you never know, fellas.
You never know.
Mikey
V, what's your honorable mention?
I am going to go with a little more of an exotic twist. I'm going to go with Hoegaarden. Hoegaarden is nice. A very, very tasty beer at number or at honorable mention. I think Hoegaarden's got that special taste to it. I like it better. Bob, I know you mentioned Blue Moon. Kind of like in the same ballpark for me, but I think Hoegaarden is just a little bit more tolerable in terms of, like, if you're going to have a couple, Hoegaarden. Love the taste of Hoegaarden.
It's a great beer in the summertime.
Yeah. I appreciate the effort. I really do. Laid it all out there, Bob. We always do every week. Appreciate battle the boys.
Tonight. Yeah, it was battled. A battle.
He battled.
I flew across the country, a layover flight.
Wi-Fi, not paying
Wi-Fi
bills.
Yeah. But you know what? The people expect this, and you know what? They deserve it.
Yeah.
They deserve it. You know, the community deserves a good podcast week in, week out. I think we stepped up to the plate. Maybe not our most exceptional podcast of all time, but I think we did very well. I think it's going to be an enjoyable one.
We always do. Folks, we love you. We appreciate you. Like, comment, subscribe, keep moving, keep the support, the look at Cutsy with the Bob the Sports. Keep it on rolling. Fellas, love you. Appreciate you. Till next time, that's the Brilliant Dumb Show.